Gaudy, blubbing, and remorseful days crept into the bosom of the sea. And now, loud howling wolves arouse the jades that drag the tragic, melancholy night. With their drowsy, slow, and flagging wings clip dead men's graves, and from their misty jaws breathe foul, contagious darkness in the air. Therefore, bring forth the soldiers of our prize. And whilst our pinnace anchors in the downs, here shall they make their ransom on the sand, or with their blood stain this discolored shore. Master, this prisoner freely I give thee, and thou, the Dutty's mate, make boot of this. The other, Walter Whitmore, is thy share.
What is my ransom, master? Let me know.
£1,000. Or else lay down your head.
And so much shall you give, or off goes yours.
What? Think you much to pay 2,000 crowns and bear the name and port of gentleman? Cut both the villain's throats. But die you shall. The lives of those which we have lost in fight be counterpoised with such a petty sum.
But I'll give it, sir, and therefore spare my life. And so will I, and write home for it straight.
I lost mine eye in laying the prize aboard. And therefore, to revenge it, thou shalt die. And so should these, if I might have my will.
Be not so rash. Take ransom, let him live.
Look on my George. I am a gentleman. Rate me at what thou wilt. Thou shalt be paid.
And so am I. My name is Walter Whitmore. How now? Why start'st thou? What doth thee affright?
Thy name affrights me, in whose sound is death. A cunning man did calculate my birth and told me that by water I should die. Yet let not this make thee be bloody-minded.
Never yet did base dishonor blur our name, but with our sword we wiped away the blot. Therefore, when merchant-like I sell revenge, broke be my sword, my arms torn and defaced, and I proclaimed a coward through the world.
Stay, Whitmore, for thy prisoner is a prince. The Duke of Suffolk, William de la Pole.
The Duke of Suffolk. Muffled up in rags.
Aye, but these rags are no part of the Duke. Jove sometimes went disguised, and why not I?
But Jove was never slain, as thou shalt be.
Obscure and lowly swain, King Henry's blood, the honorable blood of Lancaster, must not be shed by such a jaded groom. Hast thou not kissed thy hand and held my stirrup, and bare head plodded by my footcloth mule, and thought thee happy when I shook my head? How often hast thou waited at my cup, fed from my trencher, kneeled down at the board when I have feasted with Queen Margaret? Remember it, and let it make thee crestfall. Aye, and allay this thy abortive pride.
Speak, Captain. Shall I stab the forlorn swain?
First, let my words stab him. As he hath me.
Base slave, thy words are blunt, and so art thou.
Convey him hence, and on our long boat's side, strike off his head.
Thou darest not for thine own!
Pool!
Pool!
Aye. Kennel. Puddle. Sink. Whose filth troubles the silver spring where England drinks. Now will I dam up this thy yawning mouth for swallowing the treasures of the realm. Thy lips that kissed the queen shall sweep the ground, and thou that smilest at good Duke Humphrey's death against the senseless wind shall grin in vain, who in contempt shall hiss at thee again. And wedded be thou to the hags of hell for daring to affy a mighty lord unto the daughter of a worthless king. By thee, Anjou and Maine were sold to France. The false revolting Normans thoroughly disdain to call us lord, and Picardy hath slain their governors, surprised our forts, and sent the ragged, wounded soldiers home. The princely Warwick and the Nevilles all, whose dreadful swords were never drawn in vain as hating thee, are rising up in arms, and now the House of York, thrust from the crown, thy shameful murder of our guiltless king burns with revenging fire. The commons here in Kent are up in arms. And to conclude, reproach and beggary is crept into the palace of our king. And all by thee. Away, convey him hence.
Oh, that I were a god to shoot forth thunder upon these paltry, servile, abject drudges! It is impossible that I should die by such a lowly vassal as thyself. Thy words move rage and not remorse in me.
Aye, but my deed shall stay thy fury soon.
I go of message from the queen to France. I charge thee, waft me safely across the channel.
Come, Suffolk, I must waft thee to thy death.
'Tis thee I fear.
Thou shalt have cause to fear before I leave thee. But are ye daunted now? Now will ye stoop!
Oh, my gracious lord, entreat him, speak him fair.
Suffolk's imperial tongue is stern and rough. Used to command, untaught to plead for favor. Far be it we should honor such as these with humble suit. No, rather let my head stoop to the block than these knees bow to any save to the God of heaven and to my king. And sooner dance upon a bloody pole than stand uncovered to the vulgar groom. True nobility is exempt from fear. More can I bear than you dare execute.
Hail him away and let him talk no more.
Come, soldiers. Show what cruelty ye can, that this, my death, may never be forgot. Great men oft die by vile Bazonians. A Roman sworder and bandit or slave murdered sweet Tully. Brutus' bastard hand stabbed Julius Caesar. Savage islanders Pompey the Great, and suffered.
Dies by pirates. As for those whose ransom we have set, it is our pleasure one of them depart. So come you with us and let him go.
There let his head and lifeless body lie until the queen, his mistress, bury it.
Oh, barbarous and bloody spectacle. His body will I bear unto the king, if he revenge it not. Yet will his friends, so will the queen, that living held him dear.
Come, get thee a sword, thou maid of a lath. I have not these 2 days. Well, I have a morning to sleep now, then.
I tell thee, Jack Cade the clothier means to dress the Commonwealth and turn it and set a new nap upon it.
Oh, so he has need for his threadbare. Well, I'll say it was never merry world in England since gentlemen came up.
Oh, miserable age. Virtue is not regarded in handicraftsmen.
The nobility thinks scorn to go in leather aprons.
Nay more. The king's counsellor are no good workmen.
True. And yet it is said, labour in thy vocation, which is as much to say as let the magistrates be labouring men, and therefore should we be magistrates.
Thou hast hit it, for there's no better sign of a brave mind than a hard hand.
I see them. Well, it's best son, Tanner of Wingham.
We shall have the skins of our enemies to make dog's leather of.
Take the butcher.
Then his sin struck down like an ox, and the neck with his throat cut like a calf.
The smith, the weaver.
Or go there, thread of life is spun.
Come, let's fall in with him.
Supposed, Father.
Or rather, stealing the Cade of Erin's.
But our enemies shall fall before us, inspired with a spirit of putting down kings and princes.
Lord!
My father was a Mortimer.
He was an honest man, a good bricklayer.
My mother, a Plantagenet.
I knew her well. She was a midwife.
My wife, descended of the Laces.
She was indeed a peddler's daughter and sold many Laces.
Therefore am I of a honourable house.
My faith. The field is honourable, and there was he born under Edge.
Valiant I am.
I must needs, for beggary is valiant.
I am able to endure much.
Oh, no doubt of that. For I've seen him whip 3 market days together.
Be valiant, then. For your captain is valiant and vows reformation. There shall be in England 7 halfpenny loaves sold for a penny. The free hoop pot shall have 10 hoops. I will make it felony to drink small beer. All the realm shall be in common. Cheapside shall my palfrey go to grass, and when I am king, as king I will be. Thank you, good people. There shall be no money. All shall eat and drink on my score. And I will apparel them all in one livery that they may agree like brothers. And worship me, their lord.
First thing we do is kill all the lawyers.
I mean to do is not this a lamentable thing, that of the skin of an innocent lamb should be made parchment. That parchment being scribbled o'er should undo a man. Some say the bee stings. I say 'tis the bee's wax. For I did but once seal to a thing, and I was never mine own man since. Oh, now who's there?
The clerk of Chartham. He can write and read and cast a compt.
Oh, monstrous!
We took him setting a boy's copies.
I am sorry for it. The man is a proper man of mine honour. Unless I find him guilty, he shall not die. Come hither, sirrah. I must examine thee.
Set him up.
What is thy name?
Emmanuel.
Dost thou used to write thy name? Or hast thou a mark to thyself like an honest, plain-dealing man?
Sir, I thank God I've been so well brought up that I can write my name.
Away with him, I say. Hang him. With his pen and ink horn about his neck.
Humphrey Stafford and his brother are hard by, with the king's forces.
But I'll fell thee down. He shall be encountered with a man as good as himself. He is but a knight, is he?
No.
What, to equal him? I'll make myself a knight. Presently. Rise up, Sir John Mortimer. Now, have at it.
Yeah.
Rebellious hinds, the filth and scum of Kent, mark for the gallows. Lay your weapons down, home to your cottages. Forsake this groom. The king is merciful if you repent.
But angry, wrathful, and inclined to blood if you go forward. Therefore, yield or die.
As for these silken-coated slaves, I care not. It is to you, good people, that I speak, over whom in time to come I hope to rule, for I am rightful heir to the crown.
Villain, thy father was a plasterer, and thou thyself a shearman, art thou not?
And Adam was a gardener.
What of that?
Marry this. Edmund Mortimer, Earl of March, married the Duke of Clarence's daughter, did he not?
Aye, sir.
By her he had two children at one birth.
That's false.
Aye, there's the question. But I say it is true. The elder of them, being put to nurse, was by a beggar woman stolen away, and ignorant of his birth and parentage, became a bricklayer. When he came to age, his son am I. Deny it if you can.
It is true, and therefore he shall be king.
Aye. Sir, he made a chimney in my father's house, and the bricks are alive at this day to testify it. Therefore, deny it not. And will you credit this base drudge's words that speaks he knows not what?
I marry will be, therefore get ye gone.
Jack Cade, the Duke of York have taught you this.
He lies, for I invented it myself. Go to then, tell the king from me, that for his father's sake, Henry the Fifth, I am content he shall reign, but I'll be protector over him.
And furthermore, we'll have the Lord say his head for selling the Duke to my man.
And good reason. For thereby is England maimed, and fain to go with a staff, but that my puissance holds it up. Fellow kings, I tell you that that lord Sayeth gelded the Commonwealth and made it an eunuch. And more than that, he can speak French.
French?
And therefore he is a traitor.
Oh, gross and miserable ignorance.
Nay, answer if you can. The Frenchmen are our enemies. Go to, then I ask but this. Can he that speaks with the tongue of an enemy be a good counselor, or no?
No! No! I have only had his head!
Well, seeing gentle words will not prevail, assail them with the army of the king.
Herald, away, and throughout every town, proclaim them traitors that are up with Cade. That those which fly before the battle ends may, even in their wives and children's sight, be hanged up for example at their doors. And you that be the king's friends, follow me.
And you that love the commons, follow me. Now, show yourselves, men. 'Tis for liberty. We will not spare one lord. One gentleman spare none. But set us going clouted soon. For they are thrifty, honest men, and such as would, but that they dare not take our parts.
They're all in order, and march towards us.
But then, are we in order, when we are most out of order? Come, march forward! Hey! Butcher of Ashford.
Here, sir.
They fell before thee like sheep and oxen, and thou behaves thyself as if thou'dst been in thine own slaughterhouse. Therefore, thus will I reward thee. The lent shall be as long again as it is.
Hey!
Thou shalt have license to kill for 100 lac in one.
I desire no more!
And to speak truth, thou deservest no less. This monument of the victory will I bear, and the bodies will be dragged at my heels till I do come to London, where we will have the mayor's sword borne before us.
We mean to thrive and do good. Break open the jails and let out the prisoners.
Fear not that, I warrant thee. Come. Let's march towards London.
Oft have I heard that grief softens the mind and makes it fearful and degenerate. On revenge and cease to weep. But who can cease to weep and look on this? Here shall his head lie on my throbbing breast. Where's the body that I should embrace?
What answer makes your grace to the rebel's supplication?
I'll send some holy bishop to entreat, for God forbids so many simple souls should perish by the sword, and I myself, rather than bloody war shall cut them short, will parley with Jack Cade, their general. But stay, I'll read it over once again.
Barbarous villains! Had this lovely face ruled like a wandering planet over me, could it not then enforce them to relent that were unworthy to behold the same?
Lord, say, Jack Cade hath sworn to have thy head.
Aye, but I hope your highness shall have his.
Oh, madam, still lamenting Suffolk's death? I fear me, love, if that I had been dead, thou wouldst not have mourned so much for me.
My love, I would not mourn, but die for thee.
How now? What news? Why comest thou in such haste?
The rebels are in Suffolk! Fly, my lord! Jack Cade proclaims himself Lord Mortimer, descended from the Duke of Clarence House, and calls your grace usurper openly and vows to crown himself in Westminster. His army is a ragged multitude of hinds and pheasants, rude and merciless. Sir Humphrey Stafford and his brother's death have given them heart and courage to proceed. All scholars, lawyers, courtiers, gentlemen, they call false caterpillars and intend their death.
Oh, graceless men, they know not what they do.
My gracious lord, retire to Killingworth until the power be raised to put them down.
With the Duke of Suffolk still alive, these Kentish rebels would be soon appeased.
Lord, say the traitors hateth thee, therefore away with us to Killingworth.
So might your gracious person be in danger. The sight of me is odious in their arms. Therefore, in this city will I stay, and live alone, as secret as I may. Jack Cade, I've almost gone to London Bridge. The citizens fly and forsake their houses. The rascal people, thirsting after prey, join with the traitor and jointly swear to spoil the city and your royal court.
Then linger not, my lord. Away, take horse.
Come, Margaret, God, our hope will succor us.
My hope is gone, as Suffolk is deceased.
Farewell, my lord. Trust not the Kentish rebels.
Trust nobody, for fear you'll be betrayed.
The trust I have is in mine innocence. Therefore am I bold and resolute.
Thank you.
Thomas Mortimer, Lord of London. I charge and command that at the city's cost, the pissing conduit run nothing but claret wine this first year of our life. And henceforward, it shall be treason for any that calls me other than Lord Mortimer.
Jack Cade!
Knock him down there!
If this fellow be wise, he'll never call you Jack Cade more. No.
I think you've had a very fair warning.
My lord. There's an army gathered together in Smithfield.
Come then. Let's go fight with them. Yeah. But first, go and set London Bridge afire. And if you can, burn down the tower too. Yeah. Down the sewer.
Suit unto your lordship.
And it be your lordship, thou shalt have it for that word.
Only that the laws of England may come out of your mouth.
That will be a sore law, then. For he was thrust in the mouth with a spear. It is not hard work.
Nay, John, will be a stinking law, for his breath stinks with eating toasted cheese.
I have thought on it. It shall be so. Away! Burn all the records of the realm! My mouth shall be the Parliament of England.
Then we are like their biting statutes unless his teeth be pulled out.
And henceforward, all things shall be in common.
A prize! Here's
we'd sold the towns in France. He that made us pay 1 and 20 fifteens and 1 shilling to the pound, the last subsidy.
He shall be beheaded for it 10 times. Thou surge. Nay, thou buckram lord. Now art thou. Within point blank of our jurisdiction, regal. What canst thou answer to my majesty? For giving up of Normandy unto Monsieur, kiss my backside, the Dauphin of France. Be it known unto thee. By these presents, even the presence of Lord Mortimer, that I am the besom that must sweep the court clean of such filth as thou art. Thou hast most traitorously corrupted the youth of the realm in erecting a grammar school, and whereas before our forefathers had no other books but the score and the tally, thou hast caused printing to be used, and contrary to the king, his crown and dignity, thou hast built a paper mill. It shall be proved to thy face that thou hast men about thee that usually speak of a noun and a verb and such abominable words as no Christian ear can endure to hear. Thou hast appointed justices of peace to call poor men before them about matters they were not able to answer. Moreover, thou hast put them in prison, and because they could not read, thou hast hanged them.
Aye.
When indeed only for that cause they have been most worthy to live. Thou dost ride in a footcloth. Dost thou not?
What's of that?
Marry, thou oughtst not to let thy horse wear a cloak when honester men than thou go in their hose and doublet. And work in a shirt.
As myself, for example, and I'm a butcher. Yeah. You men of Kent.
What say you of Kent?
Nothing but this. Tis bona terra mala gens.
Oh. Away with him. Away with him. He speaks Latin.
Speak and bear me where you will. Kent, in the commentaries Caesar writ, is termed the civilest place of all this isle. Sweet is the country because full of riches. The people, liberal, valiant, active, wealthy. Which makes me hope you are not void of pity. I sold not Maine. I lost not Normandy. Yet to recover them would lose my life. Justice with favor have I always done. Prayers and tears have moved me. Gifts could never. When have I aught exacted at your hands but to maintain the king, the realm, and you? Large gifts have I bestowed on learned clerks because my book preferred me to the king. And seeing ignorance is the curse of God, knowledge the wing wherewith we fly to heaven. Unless you be possessed with devilish spirits, you cannot but forbear to murder me. This tongue hath parleyed unto foreign kings for your behoof.
When struckst thou one blow in the field?
Great men have reaching hands, Oft have I struck those that I never saw and struck them dead.
Oh, monstrous coward, what to come behind, folks?
These cheeks are pale with watching for your good.
Ah. Give them a box of the ears, that'll make them red again.
Long sitting to determine poor men's causes hath made me full of sickness and diseases.
Yeah, why dost thou quiver, man?
The palsy and not fear provokes me.
Nay! He nods at us, as who should say, I'll be even with them. I'll see if his head'll stand steadier on a pole or not. Take him away and behead him.
Tell me! Wherein have I offended most? Have I affected wealth or honor? Speak. Are my chests filled up with extorted gold? Is my apparel sumptuous to behold? Whom have I injured that ye seek my death? These hands are free from guiltless blood shedding, this breast from harboring foul, deceitful thoughts. Oh, let me live.
I feel remorse in myself with his words. But I'll bridle it. He shall die, and it be but for pleading so well for his life. Away with them! Eh? He has a familiar under his tongue. He speaks not a God's name. Go, take him away, I say, and strike off his head presently. And then break into his son-in-law's house, Sir James Cromer, and strike off his head, and bring them both on two poles hither.
It shall be done.
Aye, aye, aye.
Countrymen, if when you make your prayers, God be so obdurate as yourselves, how would it fare with your departed souls? Therefore, yet relent and save my life.
Away with them and do as I command you! Aye. The proudest peer in the realm shall not wear a head upon his shoulders unless he pay me tribute. There shall not a maid be married, but she shall pay to me her maidenhead ere they have it. Men shall hold of me in capite. And we charge and command that their wives shall be as free as heart can wish or tongue can tell.
My lord, when shall we go to Cheapside to take up commodities upon our bill?
Now, marry, presently. But is not this braver? Let them kiss one another, for they loved well when they were alive. Now part them again, lest they consult about the giving up of some more towns in France. Soldiers, defer the spoil of the city till night, for with these borne before us instead of maces, will we ride through the streets, and at every corner have them kiss. Away! Up the street! Down St. Magnus Corner! Kill and knock down! Throw them into the Thames! be so bold as sound retreat or parley when I command them kill?
Aye! Here they be that dare and will disturb thee. No, Cade, we come ambassadors from the king and to the commons whom thou hast misled. And here pronounce free pardon to them all that will forsake thee and go home in peace.
What say ye, countrymen? Will ye relent and yield to mercy whilst 'tis offered you? Or let a rebel lead you to your deaths? Who loves the king and will embrace his pardon, fling up his cap and say, God save his majesty? Who hateth him and honors not his father, Henry the Fifth, that made all France to quake? Shake he his weapon at us and pass by.
God save the king!
Buckingham and Clifford, are you so brave? And you, base peasants, do you believe him? Will your knees be hanged with your pardons about your necks? If my sword therefore broke through London gates, that you should leave me at the White Hart in Suffolk? I thought you would never have given up these arms till you had recovered your ancient freedom. But you're all recreants and dastards, and delight to live in slavery to the nobility. Well, let them break your backs with burdens. Take your houses over your heads. Ravish your wives and daughters before your faces. As for me, I will make shift for one, and so God's curse light on you all.
He's Cade, the son of Henry the Fifth, that thus you do exclaim you'll go with him. Will he conduct you through the heart of France and make the meanest of you earls and dukes? Were it not a shame that whilst you live at Jar, the fearful French whom you late vanquished should make a start o'erseas and vanquish you? Methinks already in this civil broil I see them lording it in London streets, crying Villiago unto all they meet. Better 10,000 base-born Cades miscarry than you should stoop unto a Frenchman's mercy. To France. To France, and get what you have lost. Spare England, for it is your native coast. Henry hath money. You are strong and manly. God on our side, doubt not of victory.
Was ever feather so lightly blown to and fro as this multitude? The name of Henry the Fifth hails them to 100 mischiefs and makes them leave me desolate. I see them lay their heads together to surprise me. My sword make way for me, for he has no staying.
And the spite of the devils in hell hath through the very midst of you!
What is he fled? Will someone follow him? He that brings his head unto the king shall have 1,000 crowns for his reward.
Follow me, soldiers. We'll devise a mean to reconcile you all unto the king.
Was ever king that joyed an earthly throne and could command no more content than I? No sooner was I crept out of my cradle, but I was made a king at 9 months old. It's never subject long to be a king, as I do long and wish to be a subject.
Health and glad tidings to your majesty.
Why, Buckingham, is the traitor Cade surprised, or is he but retired to make him strong?
He has fled, my lord, and all his powers do yield. And humbly thus, with halters on my neck, expect your highness' doom of life or death.
In heaven set oak thy everlasting gates to entertain my vows of thanks and praise. Soldiers, this day have you redeemed your lives and shown how well you love your prince and country. Continue still in this so good a mind, and Henry, though he be infortunate, assure yourselves will never be unkind. And so, with thanks and pardon to you all, I do dismiss you to your several countries.
God save the king! God save the king!
Please it your grace to be advertised, Ed. The Duke of York is newly come from Ireland. With a puissant and a mighty force of gallowglasses and stout kerns, is marching hitherward in proud array, and still proclaimeth as he comes along, his arms are only to remove from thee the Duke of Somerset, whom he terms a traitor.
Thus stands my state twixt Cade and York distressed, like to a ship that, having escaped a tempest, is straightway calmed and boarded with a pirate. But now is Cade driven back, his men dispersed, and now is York in arms to second him. I pray thee, Buckingham, go and meet him and ask him what's the reason of these arms. Tell him I'll send Duke Edmund to the Tower. And Somerset, we will commit thee thither until his army be dismissed from him.
I will yield, my lord, to prison willingly or unto death, to do my country good.
In any case, be not too rough in terms, for he is fierce and cannot brook hard language.
I will, my lord. And doubt not so to deal, as all things shall redound unto your good.
Come, wife, let's in and learn to govern better. Yet may England curse my wretched reign.
Ambitions. Fie on myself that have a sword, and yet I'm ready to famish. These 5 days have I hid me in these woods, durst not peep out, for all the country has laid for me. And now am I so hungry that if I might have a lease of my life for 1,000 years, I could stay no longer. Wherefore, on a brick wall have I climbed into this garden to see if I can eat grass or pick a salad another while. Which is not amiss to cool a man's stomach this hot weather. And I think the word salad was born to do me good. For many a time, but for a salad, my brain pan had been cleft with a brown bill. And many a time, when I've been dry and bravely marching, it hath served me instead of a quart pot to drink it. And now the word salad must serve me to feed on.
Lord, who would live turmoiled in the court and may enjoy such quiet walks as these? This small inheritance my father left me contenteth me and worth a monarchy. I seek not to wax great by others waning, or gather wealth I care not with what envy.
Sufficeth that I have, maintains my state, and sends the poor, well please it, from my gate.
Here's the lord of the soil, come to seize me for a stray, for entering his feast simple without leave. Ah! Villain! Thou wouldst betray me. Get 1,000 crowns of the king by carrying my head to him. But I'll make thee eat iron like an ostrich, and swallow my sword like a great pin, ere thou and I part.
Why, rude companion, whatsoe'er thou be, I know thee not. Why then should I betray thee? Is not enough to break into my garden, like a thief to come to rob my grounds, climbing my walls in spite of me, the owner, but thou wilt brave me with these saucy terms.
Brave thee? Aye. By the best blood that ever was broached, and beard thee too. Look on me. Well, I have eaten no meat this 5 days. And come thou, and thy 5 men. And if I do not leave you all as dead as doornails, I pray God I may never eat grass more.
Nay, it shall ne'er be said, while England stands, that Alexander Iden, Esquire of Kent, took odds to combat a poor famished man. Oppose thy steadfast gazing eyes to mine. See if thou canst outface me with thy looks. Set limb to limb, thou art far the lesser. Thy hand is but a finger to my fist. Thy leg a stick, compare it with this truncheon. My foot shall fight with all the strength thou hast. And if my arm be heaved in the air, thy grave is digged already in the earth. As for words, whose greatness answers words, let this my sword report what speech forbears.
By my valor, the most complete champion that ever I heard. Steel, if thou turn the edge, I'll cut not out this burly bone clown and chines of beef ere thou sleep in thy sheath. I beseech God on my knees. Thou mayst be turned
to hobnails!
Famine. I know where they have slain me. A 10,000 devils come against me and give me but the 10 meals I have lost. I defy them all. Oh! Wither garden, and be henceforth a burying place to all that do dwell in this house, because the unconquered soul of Cade has fled.
This Cade that I have slain, that monstrous traitor,
Iden, farewell, and be proud of thy victory. Tell Kent from me, she has lost her best man. And exhort all the world to be cowards, for I that never feared any am vanquished by famine, not by valor.
how much thou wrongst me. Heaven be my judge. Die, damn it, wretch. The curse of her that bare thee. And as I thrust thy body in with my sword, so wish I might thrust thy soul to hell. Hence will I drag thee headlong by the heels unto a dunghill, which shall be thy grave, and there cut off thy most ungracious head, which I will bear in triumph to the king, leaving thy trunk for crows to feed upon.